the overall protocol was finally implemented recently, and so we have been able to get some of the definitions of what that includes. Primarily, there is a 30-month age restriction on beef that'll go into China, so all the cattle have to be slaughtered before they reach 30 months in age. China also requires what's referred to as a bookend traceability system for us. So any cattle that'll be destined for the Chinese market have to be tagged at their place of birth, and then that tag will be read at the point of slaughter. We also have some definitions in place that China has confirmed that they will remain open in the case if we ever have another BSE case, and that's important because we had one case so many years ago. We've been out of the market ever since. So now we have that assurance that China will remain open if we have another case. As far as plant registrations go, instead of China having to confirm each and every plant that will export to the Chinese market, those plants only have to be approved by USDA's Food Safety Inspection Service. That's a big advantage that we have over a lot of other countries who do not have that specific requirement. Looking at the scope of the products, we're going to be able to send chilled and frozen products. A lot of countries are only limited to frozen, so that higher end, higher value chilled market, something we can really capitalize on. We'll be able to sell both bone-in and boneless beef, along with hearts, livers, kidneys, omasum, tongue, oxtails, some of the hanging tenders, the cheek meats, a lot of other things that Americans find less desirable. We'll be able to sell those at a premium. We do have some other restrictions on what we can sell. We cannot use certain technologies on the cattle that are going to be destined for that market, specifically hormones and beta agonists. China has two laws that prevent the use of those technologies. So this is something that was really hard for us to have to come to terms with. But in order to have access to that market, everyone has had to comply with this. Every other country that's had access, gained access to China, has had to deal with this as well. So we're going to see a smaller percentage of cattle who will be eligible first. But one other thing that's different from our protocol than others is that China will test for these residues at the border instead of us having to certify that they've never been fed or never used these products. So, this is an important opportunity for us. We're finally back in this market. It's going to take us some time to rebuild our presence there. We've been out for 13 years. We're going to have to redevelop these supply chains. We're going to have to build that consumer confidence. And so we see this as more of a long-term investment rather than a short-term splash in the market.